This call is being recorded.
And so, beloved family, we are blessed to be gathered together in this perfect moment. I ask you to take one deep cleansing breath as we begin. For this is the breath of life, the breath of love, the first and eternal gift from Source. Here now we focus our attention on the threefold flame within our heart. The golden flame in the center is our eternal connection to Source, activated with every heartbeat. And the golden thread that rises from it connects us to the central sun. See this golden flame grow and expand to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. The pink flame, which represents the feminine aspect, and the blue flame, which represents the masculine aspect, come together in perfect harmony and balance, growing together to create the violet flame. Picture the violet flame growing and expanding to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. As you picture this for yourself, know that you activate these energies within every human heart, rising up, raising up into perfect unity. Now visualize yourself holding your arms out to your sides. This is the diameter of your tube of light. A beautiful, seamless pillar of white light, which keeps you protected and insulated from this moment on. Visualize beloved Saint Germain and the violet flame inside your tube of light. Feel the love, the power, the purity all around you. Breathe it in. Visualize the violet flame outside your tube of light for added protection. We now call upon beloved Archangel Michael and his sword of blue flame. This brilliant, blue, and powerful sword of truth. Feel how it fits your hand perfectly. Bring it to your heart chakra. Set your intention. Raise it up. Swing it around your head and down around your entire body and two times under your feet. Feel how the violet flame consumes and transmutes all these energies you have released. Feel the freedom you have achieved. We now ask our beloved Goddess of Purity to hold space in all these areas until our ascension process is complete. Now take a moment. Look down your tube of light. It is bottomless. It continues down into Gaia, inner Earth, and connects you to the crystalline energetic structure of Mother Earth. Now look above you. See your tube of light. It is never ending, reaching high into the heavens and connects you to the galactic central sun. And now we say, oh, thank you, beloved mighty I Am Presence, for this tube of light, which keeps me invisible, invincible, and invulnerable to all negative creation. and keeps me free, now and forevermore, until I am sealed in the eternal freedom of my ascension. And we thank thee, it is done. For the light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. And the mighty I Am Presence is that light.
Now remaining in your tube of protective white light, focus now on your breath as you continue to breathe evenly and deeply, breathing in the light, and exhale out any darkness, any negativity of any kind. Just let that go out gently with the exhalation of your breath. Just focus now on relaxing and letting go. As you take a deep breath now, breathing in through your nose, breathe in the light, and exhale out any darkness. Breathe in the light, and exhale out the darkness. One more time, breathe in the light, and exhale out the darkness. Now, as you put your attention in your etheric body and your chakra centers, and become aware of the perfect alignment of those chakra centers of your spinal cord, and the energy that is flowing in those chakra centers, as you focus on each one, you raise the vibrational frequency in each of those chakras, thereby raising the energy throughout your etheric, astral, and physical body. So feel the vibration now as you focus on each of the colors of those chakras and raise the intensity of the colors. Starting from the Earth Star Chakra just below your feet, deep, dark earth brown color. Moving up to the root chakra, bright, bright red. The sacral chakra, orange. The solar plexus area, yellow. Your heart center, blue, green. Just above your heart center, the high heart center, which has become reactivated, magenta. Chakra at your throat center, sky blue. Your third eye in the middle of your forehead, purple or indigo. Crown chakra at the top of your head, gold or violet or silver. And then finally, the soul star chakra just above your head, pure brilliant white. To see all of those chakras with their high intensity colors within each, and feel the vibration within you raising as you raise from a third dimensional lower vibrational frequency up into a fifth dimensional and maybe even higher vibrational frequency. Just feel the energy flowing through your etheric, astral, and physical body now as you begin to focus on your soul star chakra and bring all of the chakras together, forming as one, all of them coming together as one in the soul star chakra, and that becoming your light body. And that light body now, you can see it as a circle, a round sphere. You can see it as a three-dimensional star, however you want to see it. But know it is your Merkaba light vehicle or your light body. And that light body is you, as you, your conscious knowing self, move into that light body. Just move into it as if it were a vehicle of travel, and indeed it is. And let yourself float up now, moving away from your physical body. Just feel yourself moving away from the physical body, floating above it. Just leave it behind, knowing it is perfectly safe and easy for you to come back to it. And just rise up higher and higher, up through the clouds, into the sunlight, or wherever you are. Just feel yourself moving up higher and higher past the Earth's atmosphere. And once you pass the Earth's atmosphere, now become aware of all of the planets in the solar system. Know there is no limitation on distance here. You can see all the way out through the entire solar system, all the way out to the smallest, the deepest, furthest planet away, and even out beyond this solar system, throughout the galaxy, galaxies beyond galaxies. Further and further, all the way to the central sun of this universe. And feel the energy building within you as you connect with all of these central suns throughout the universe, all of the central suns of all of the galaxies, and feel the energies moving through those central suns. As a wave of energy flowing from the great central sun of this universe, the great solar source of this universe, all the way down through all of the suns, through the sun of this solar system, down a wave of energy, building wave of energy, and even wave after wave of energy coming down into the planet, striking the planet, sending love and higher consciousness and higher vibrational frequency across the planet, so that wherever there is darkness, it is replaced by the light, illuminated by the light. And again, feel the energies building within you, within your etheric and astral body. Feel the energies building and the energies building throughout the planet. Feel it all. And be able to see now, be able to see beyond the third dimensional illusion, the third dimensional veil, which is either not there or has mostly dropped down now. And see through it, see into higher dimensional frequencies. See the Earth as she really is now, as she has indeed moved on to higher vibrational frequency, freeing herself once and for all. Just as all of you will become free once and for all. Free of the lower frequency dimension that has been holding you back for so long. All of those binds and ties that have been holding you are now being let go, being freed from those restraints. Feel the energies continuing to build and build and build within you. And look out now beyond the sun of this solar system. Interdimensionally, see beyond this sun. See the sun behind the sun. The great Helios that stands shining brightly through the sun, the third dimensional sun of this solar system. Sending the higher light now, higher light, just as Sananda sends his higher light down through Yeshua and many other higher selves of higher selves send their energy and their light and truth down through. The I Am presence moves through everything and everyone. Feel that presence now. Feel that energy building and building and building. And see what others cannot see at this point. For you that have the eyes to see and the ears to hear, you can now more and more begin to see interdimensionally. You can see what is beyond the veil, You can see beyond the physical, or what is known as the physical. For the physical is so much more than what you see with your physical eyes. What you call the metaphysical realm exists. It is real. It is even more real than the physical realm that you know of in this third dimensional expression. Beyond the illusion. See now beyond the illusion and know that you have the capability to see beyond this illusion anytime that you want to. When you look at the trees and the plants and the flowers and see the great beauty that is there, see beyond the ugliness of the third dimensional expression and see the beauty that is behind it all. For nature always finds a way. Know that. That is the expression that you are moving toward more and more. Nature and mankind shall find a way and is finding a way. Now let yourselves begin to move back toward your physical form. But as you come back into your physical form, bring your light body in and feel your light body surrounding your physical form now. All of the chakras coming back into alignment. The energy flowing freely through your body. The energy that builded and builded when you were feeling the fifth dimensional expression. Feel that fifth dimensional energy now flowing through you. And your cellular structure changing now from carbon to crystalline. Feel it. Know it is happening. Little by little, over time, it has been transgressing over a period of time, transitioning, moving through and away from the old third dimensional illusionary expression and the programming. Feel the energies now freely moving through your body, to every part of your body, bathing your body in light and love and oneness. Come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Archangel Michael. And I come to be with you at this time in these moments of joy. And that is the way you need to continue to focus in your life, in the moments of joy that are all around you and within you. Do not focus on what is not beauty. Focus on what is beauty. Focus on what is real, not what is unreal. Focus beyond the illusion at all times. Whenever you think about it, know that the illusion is just that. The third dimensional expression is but an illusion. And you are the reality. You, each one of you, are the reality. You are what is real. What you have created in the third dimensional expression is no longer real if you believe it to not be real. So move on. Move on, my brothers and sisters. Move on. Move on into the new day, the dawning of the new day. For indeed, the new dawn is approaching. The new dawn of the fifth dimensional expression and beyond is approaching. And many of you are beginning to feel it and even see it at times, where you see an expression that is beyond what you call the physical. For you can see into the metaphysical realm. More and more you will be able to do this, and some are able to do it now, in moments when you're not expecting it, and you see that fleeting image out of the corner of your eye, and you wonder, was that real? Yes, my friends, that is real. It is more real than the illusion itself that you are living within. So live throughout this illusion. Move beyond the illusion. Believe in yourselves and trust in yourselves. Trust in the light moving through you and through your brothers and sisters and all of the animals and the plants and the trees and the flowers and the earth itself. Feel the energies more and more throughout your day, for they are real. They are bringing the truth forward, disclosure of that truth forward. And know that you hold my sword of truth. You have held my sword of truth. You only need to but believe that it is in your grasp whenever you want it to be, whenever you need it to be. It is there. For that is why you have come to the truth, because you hold my sword of truth. Not everyone on this planet holds my sword, but anyone on this planet can ask for the sword to be held by them, just as you asked for it before this incarnation. This is what opened you up to the truth, holding my sword. You now can wave my sword, not only around you, but around others, to help them begin to see the truth as well, just as you all have. Help them to awaken to what is real, just as you are awakening to what is real. As always, my friends, trust in yourselves, trust in the light that is coming more and more fluidly into this earth. And more are feeling the energies of that truth coming forward. Do not focus on what is negative in your world. Focus on what is changing and becoming more and more positive in your world. Focus on the positives and the positives grow. Focus on the negatives and the negatives grow. This was the plan of those of the forces of light, to hold you to those negative thoughts, that negative programming. But you know more now. You know that you can rise beyond the negative programming. Let it all go. Cut the ties. Use my sword to once and for all cut the ties that hold you to this or have held you to this third dimensional realm, but can no longer hold you if you believe they cannot. Let go. Go forward, my friends. Go forward and find the truth and continue to assist others in learning the truth. The truth of the light coming into the planet. I am Archangel Michael, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness. And that you continue to move forward into the light of the new creation, of the new dawn that is approaching. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Om. Greetings to one who serves here. Shoshana is here. And we are ready to have you ask your questions, and we can perhaps come up with answers for you. We will see. Do you have questions here for one who serves in Shoshana?
Hello, one who serves, it's Tom.
Yes.
I have a more of a round the bend question of, when Sananda was born on Earth, who taught him, or how did he know how to activate his own powers that you say that we all have? Just wondering how he knew it and how we can do it also.
We're going to tell you a little bit here, but Yeshua himself would, at a time in the not too distant future, would like to come and set the record straight on what he was all about, what he came to do, and all of this. And that will come. But for now, we will say that Sananda put down an aspect, we will say, of himself, which became the one known as Yeshua ben Joseph. And this one moved throughout his life just as any other human being moves through their life, starting from a baby and moving through childhood and young adulthood, and then finally became an adult and gathered the wisdom of the ages along the way. And this is what this one brought to those who were ready to hear his words. Did he have those words from birth? No. He, just like any other newborn and child, had to come to the understanding of who he was, just as you are all coming to the understanding of who you are. Did he have abilities beyond what you have? Yes, he did, because he worked at it. He practiced at it. He learned from various ones who taught him the ancient wisdom. And once he learned the ancient wisdom and was able to weld that ancient wisdom, he then was able to impart it to others, such as those ones known as the disciples, which, by the way, was many more than simply 12 that you have come to understand. There were many that followed him, many that were taught those abilities and lessons that he gave. Was this sufficient for your answer? And Shoshana, do you have something that you add here?
We would ask if that was sufficient. We would ask that this one answer before we begin.
The only thing I can ask is, who are the masters that Sananda talked to and learned from?
We wish to share here. May we share, dear brother?
Always and forever.
Dear brother, Sananda was not born on the planet Earth. So we must correct you there. Sananda was not born here. He projected an aspect of him known to you as Jesus or Yeshua. So is that the being that you are referring to?
Yes.
Okay. So we will answer your question when you ask, how did he acknowledge or gain his powers? Is that part of your question?
Yes.
Dear brother, we must answer this by asking you something. Are you programmed by the third dimension?
Yes. I don't like it, but yes.
Yes. The one known as Yeshua was not programmed. He was not programmed by third dimensional programs that would cause him to feel limited, you see. So he did not know those programs. When he was born free of the programs. Some call it sin, that he was born free of sin. But we will rephrase this by saying he was born free of the programs. He did not participate in the programs of the third dimension. He did not know them. So, as a result, he was fully empowered because he did not limit himself to these programs, you see. Once a being that is in the third dimension is free of the programs of the third dimension, they will fully come into their power. Does this make sense, dear brother?
Yes.
That is our answer. Namaste.
Wonderful. And as we say, the one Yeshua will, at the point coming up here, we will say, will wish to, as we say, set the record straight on what his life was all about. And just as Shoshana has given here, as he did grow from a point early on where he was free of the programming, just as she has given. And there is so much more to be given here. We are ready for our next question, if there is one.
Yes, I have one.
Yes.
How far does the duality extend into the fifth dimension, sixth dimension? When are we free of the dualistic yin-yang, positive-negative state?
You will be free of the dualistic expression when you are ready to be free of it. This is your creation, and you will be the creator of your new higher expression as you move into those higher vibrations. But you see, as you move into the higher vibrations, the old programming fades away. Just as with Yeshua was free of those old programming, so was an empty vessel that could then take in the new programming that those of his teachers brought to him. And this will be the same for you as you move into the higher vibrational frequencies, let go of the old programming, the old attachments, all of this. You will be as an empty vessel, ready to take on new understanding, new learning, new sense of who you are as you continue to move forward in your life here. You see? Shoshana, do you have something?
My goodness. We can share here, dear brother. May we share?
Oh, yes, for sure. Thank you.
Dear brother, we would like to clarify, do you believe that this duality, this presence of duality, is not a good thing? What is your belief?
Well, it's a university. It's you can make more progress on this lower dimension than you can in the higher dimensions because there's so much yin yang. You can go through your lessons faster.
Yes, yes. So, dear brother, duality can be used as a tool, you see, and it is a tool of the third dimension to teach the being how to choose. You see. What that you are free to choose. This free will experience must incorporate duality so that the being can learn to choose and to choose a path. It is very empowering, you see. Duality is empowering. And you asked, does this extend to other dimensions? And we must tell you yes. There is always the power to choose in each dimension, you see. If you view duality as the ability to choose, then of course there is always that choice. There is a choice to lower yourself backwards and to achieve and attain higher dimensional consciousness. So, in that respect, duality is a tool. The challenge of the third dimension is that duality has been used for evil. And that is a challenge here. So that if you can use this concept of duality for good, then you will achieve what you wish to achieve. Namaste.
Thank you. Cheers.
Yes.
Would there be any further questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
If I may. How would it be possible for any of us that are awakened to take education from an ascended master at this time before we ascend?
My dear sister, you are already receiving much information and knowing of ancient wisdom coming from those of us which would be considered the ascended masters, although we do not like to use that term master, other than the idea that we have mastered the third dimensional illusion ourselves in various lifetimes past. So we are have been for some time now, those of you that are on these calls on a regular basis have been receiving much of the ancient wisdom that we can impart to you in your Western culture here, not in terms of going into a long meditation where you sit for hours and hours and hours and hours and do nothing but meditate. No, that is not for you. It is for you to receive the understanding of life as it is meant to be through our expression bringing this to you in your Western culture. That is what we have been doing. That is what you have been receiving and will continue to receive. Now, we think your question, though, is more akin to can a what would be considered an ascended master sit down with you at a physical level and impart this information to you? Is that really what you are asking?
Well, they seem to have their specialities and that, you know, reading their biographies and things, they seem to have specialties that they are more into that they might impart. So you could, like, say healing or some kind of a whatever their speciality is.
We do, and that is why, and not only through this one we speak through, but through many other sources, many different ones with different specialities, as you are saying here, bring to the table. And that is what we are all attempting to do, to bring to you, those of you that are the awakened ones, to help you to continue to awaken more and more here to who you are. Shoshana, do you have something?
We will share here. May we share, dear sister?
Yes, please.
We will ask a question then. What do you wish to learn?
I want to learn it all.
We are asking this because you are pointing out that each has their specialty. And then you mentioned the word healing. So we feel that there is an underlying question here, perhaps about yourself and what your mission is and what you wish to learn. Is that not so?
I guess that is, yes. Yes.
So we would ask that you take some time to think about what you wish to know and what you wish to learn and how you wish to pursue the balance of your life. And as you begin to understand yourself and as you wish and as you learn to pursue your own understanding of yourself, that which you wish to know will be revealed to you, you see. So you must know what you wish to know, if that is making sense to you, dear sister.
Yes, yes, it does. Thank you.
Namaste.
Very good. Are there any further questions here before we release channel?
Well,
yes, I have a question.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay. It's kind of a random question, but what is the likelihood or probability that we're actually have to go all the way through the 2024 presidential election in the United States?
Dear one, if we were to answer that, we spoil the surprise for you. And we are not in the habit of wanting to do this or to make what you call predictions. We only speak in terms of possibilities and probabilities. So we can tell you that things are building very rapidly here, in the truths coming forward in from many different sources, as we have been saying for some time now. So it is prudent for you at this point to be patient. Be patient and know that everything is in hand here. Those of the forces of light, those what you call the white hats or the alliance or a combination of all of this, are all working together to bring about the larger picture here. Not so much attending to the small picture, but the larger picture. That is how we can answer this. Shoshana, do you have anything?
We can share here. We wish to share here. May we share, dear brother?
Of course you can. Yes.
Dear brother, what is your wish for the world?
My wish for the world is to remove darkness completely from this planet, so we can move forward into the fifth dimension and everyone can sort of live in peace and happiness and not have this constant attack, bombardment from the dark side. I don't think that quite aptly correctly, but you know, that's
perfect.
Part of it.
It is perfect. You are perfectly understanding what you wish for, which you have stated perfectly. There are many that cannot be so articulate, but you have done it. So we will say, with respect to what you wish for the world, how do you wish for the world to achieve it?
Well, that is a little more complex question. I wish for the world as a general human population.
Do you wish for the world to become awakened?
I think this one, we have lost the connection here.
Are you there, dear brother?
Yeah, and so it's somewhat concerning from that, because they are awakening. I'm not sure they're learning the lesson, though, as far as general, you know, just burying their head in the sand and not really paying attention to them being enslaved.
Dear brother, that is why it is unpredictable to know the answer to your question. Will this dimension continue down the path of a presidential election for 2024? If it is required that this proceed, it is because more people need to awaken, you see. So there are many things that are happening, many dominoes are falling, so to speak. But it must proceed down a path to achieve a great awakening. So it is not about an election. It is about the awakening of mankind, you see. So what your prayer must be is to ask for all things to occur that will shake up the world and achieve this great awakening. Namaste.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
We heard one more question, and then we will release John.
Yes, beloved ones. I like to see for the collective, if I can see if this is correct, to summarize what you said earlier, which I think will help people to understand there's nothing missing in us or nothing we've done wrong. I believe that when you say Jesus came in without the programming, I believe he probably came more direct from soul, which did not have a huge number of lives, where things happen, and he was programmed and programmed and programmed and programmed like we all have, and then we come into this life and we got all that still kicking around, and so it's much harder for us to get to the pure state of knowing our power. And it's not like we did anything wrong. It's not like there's something missing in who we are. It's just the mass of those experiences. Is this a correct assessment?
I can tell you that this one that you know of as Sananda is an ancient, ancient soul and has had many lifetimes experiences, not so much here in the earth, but many other civilizations, many other systems, and so on and so on, many expressions of itself. And beyond that, Sananda, before Sananda, was even more than that, you see, higher self of higher self of higher self. So this expression that was brought down as Yeshua, you are correct in saying it is was much more of a pure soul in terms of being beyond the third dimensional expression and not having that sense of duality that many others have experienced coming into the earth. So Yeshua was indeed free of the programming, the old expressions of lower vibrational frequency. Shoshana.
Oh, goodness. We can share here, dear sister. May we share?
Yes, please.
Dear sister, this is a matter of mastery. The one that your planet received, known as Yeshua, had mastered all of his aspects. His soul was brought forth as a mastered soul, you see. And that is why he was not subjected or enticed or moved forward by programming, even though the third dimensional vibration attempted in every way to tempt him to partake of the programs. But the third dimensional resonance could not reach him, you see, because he had mastered himself. There is nothing wrong with anyone, you see. When you use the term, there is nothing wrong with us, there is nothing wrong. It is simply a matter of focusing on mastery, on mastering your own self. Rather than attempting to master others, you must master yourself. Once this is achieved and you have mastery over yourself, then you will be the Yeshua. Namaste.
Very good. We need to release channel here now. Shoshana, do you have a parting message?
We wish to say that all of you are innocent. You are the light of God. You walk in the light. You are the light. Live that. Live as if all of that is your actual being. Namaste.
Very good. And we simply say, be of good cheer, as good times are ahead, even though it may be somewhat rocky at points. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.